What's the weirdest thing you've ever had stuck inside you? It's just a funny sentence.
It is. It sounds bad.
It's a little awkward.
People have thoughts automatically when you say it like that.
When you say it like that, it's like, really? All right. Uh-huh. How'd it get up there? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Brett texted, when I was a kid, I had a raisin stuck inside my nose for about a month. Finally, I sneezed and it came out. Kind of crazy.
Oh, wow. That's better than 25 years, which was the inspiration story behind this conversation.
Yeah, Lego shoved up a dude's nose for 25 years. Carrie from Madison said my son was about 6 or 7, stuck a little pea gravel from our swing set up his nose while we were having a little party. I got this sudden idea and told his dad to do a quick puff in his mouth while I pinched the side of his nose without the pebble. And the little sucker shot right out.
Oh, wow.
Looks on everyone's faces was priceless.
So I was just as shocked to say where it worked.
Yeah, Tammy had a big piece of pasta stuck in my nostril. It was really hard to take it out. The moral, never sneeze while eating.
Oh, gosh. So that wasn't even on purpose.
No. No, not on purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Casey.
So he was about 2 or 3 years old. It was probably like November because we had Christmas decorations up. And he had been playing on the floor. I had walked out of the room for a second, and I come back in, and he's, like, messing with his nose. And I told him, like, get your finger out of your nose. He kept on. And then he, like, came to me, like, he was pushing on the side of his nose, and he said it hurt.
Okay.
And so I told him to blow. I got the tissue, told him to blow.
Uh-huh.
And his nose jingled.
His nose jingled?
Apparently, he grabbed a jingle bell off of a Christmas decoration, and he had shoved it up his nose. So every time he breathed, it would jingle.
That...
We had to take him to the ER.
Oh, no.
He was the entertainment for the night. Granted, I was a new mom, so I was freaking out a little bit until the nurses, like, they would go and get other nurses and was like, oh, my God, you got to hear this. And they're like, buddy. And he would blow and it would jingle.
Yeah, they're like, hey, kid, shake your head. And like, jingle, jingle, jingle.
My goodness.
That is funny.
Yeah, he was the entertainment for the night at the ER.
Oh, I love it. Casey, that's thank you smart. For the story.
No problem.
Alicia, so do you have a story?
So I was little. We were at the Shrek premiere and I was sitting there eating nerds and I decided, like, I wonder what would happen if I put them up my nose.
No.
I decided to put nerds on my nose after watching the movie. And my grandma, I started crying because they hurt so bad. And I remember my grandma freaking out and calling 911. And all they told me to do was blow my nose. And they all came out my nose.
Oh, good. Oh, thank goodness.
It's like the thought process of a little kid to go, you know what? These taste great. I wonder what they'd be like shoved up my nose.
Yeah. Rest in peace to my grandma, but she'll never live that down. I'm pretty sure she is still thinking about that. So, yeah.
Oh, that is a funny story. Thank you, Alicia.
For sure.
You're welcome.
All right.
Like, when you're on grandma's watch, that's grandma's responsibility.
But it's like the thought process that still I'm stuck on. Again, is like, man, these taste great. I wonder what they'd be like shoved up my nose.
I know. And so many kids do that. Like, why is that almost instinctual? Why is it?
They're like, well, I've already tried sticking it in my belly button. I wonder where else I could stick it.
I've got 2 holes on my face. Let's see if I can fit anything up there.
All right, good stories there on 99.7 DJX.